Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. It is August 2017, hotter than all get out in the Washington, D.C. area. Today, I want to talk a little bit about a concept I just published on my Cloud Tweets blog, http://www.cloudweetaks.com. You can search for my name or look for IoT Broker. The concept is that of an IoT broker. All rights reserved, copyright Scott Anderson, yada yada. An IoT broker represents a concept that I think will really help next year with the IoT revolution. So when we think about IoT, it's really all about deploying millions upon billions of devices. Devices everywhere, be it video cameras, be it other forms of security sensors, be it other forms of customer service, other forms of interactive devices, other forms of monitoring devices, all of these devices get deployed. Now, the reality of IoT is it's getting smarter. There was a TV commercial I saw the other day for the new smart bed, and it talks, right? And then at the very end of the commercial, the bed actually says, well, I don't really talk, but I'm smart enough to. And the concept is the bed works with you to improve your sleep, helps you sleep better. And that's kind of what a smart device is supposed to do. It's supposed to help you function better. Many smart devices are consumer-focused, some are not, and it's the mix between the two that is important. Over time, the analytics of how you sleep really requires more processing power than your mattress is going to have. More processing power than you're going to want to have in a mattress. So you got to be able to send data to the remote cloud hosted source so that they can take a look at it, run analysis, and begin to tweak how you sleep. The same is true for, you know, video and things like that. Last year, or actually not last year, 2 years ago, 2015, the estimates are 110 zettabytes of data were produced by Internet of Things devices. That's on a number of about 10 billion devices. That number is going to increase probably radically. Some people say as much as 5 times. Other people say as much as 10 times in the next 5 to 10 years. It's going to exponentially increase, and the data that exists today doesn't always operate properly. For example, I've done a lot of work in the smart city space. It's very impressive. It's very cool what cities are doing. It's really impressive to see what Kansas City and other cities like Tampa are doing, reducing the cost of bus routes by reducing the fuel burn, reducing the water waste in buildings, the solar power buildings, so on and so forth. So the reality of what the smart cities are going to be and what the smart cities represent is impressive. It's growing. It's a massively interesting and intriguing reality. Most of the smart city stuff that I've seen to date is connected to the BlueMax system of IBM, and that's going to be the problem going forward. One of the realities is that all 4 cloud vendors today, the big 4, and then the other 30 or 40 other players, all have an IoT gateway that's different. So I think the IoT gateways are going to lead to the rise of the IoT broker, where the broker offers you the ability to span multiple gateways. At some point or another, the reality of multiple cloud is going to take off. It's there today in that a lot of organizations are private to a public cloud or what is called hybrid cloud. You know, hybrid max or hybrid plus or hybrid 2.0 will be closer to having 2 clouds, public, 1 cloud private, and managing against the assets of those and starting to look at, you know, kind of how do you move data, where do you put data, what does data have to do, how does data work, so on and so forth. And that data security and data governance and data modeling and all that data management stuff has to yet be built. And that's part of what a broker can bring you, is the ability to offer gateway-to-gateway connectivity so I can keep your data moving. And you don't, it doesn't matter which cloud you're in, I'll keep your data moving. The other side of that data, then, is you need to have some data management structures for IoT. 110 zettabytes of data results in a lot of data you don't need. In fact, most of that data is thrown away before a human ever sees it. So getting to the automation structure that will allow us to have a continuous improvement process, where we literally have fewer and fewer human interactions with the data that we collect. That's going to be another good thing. And then finally, kind of this last concept of what a broker brings is this modeling of pricing, where you can pay one price and pretty much have everything you need. I like to joke that one of the funny things that most organizations don't realize is 90% of the video surveillance that they generate is useless. No motion, no need to video. Back in the day, we used to record everything on VHS tapes. I'm sure there are places that have billions upon billions of VHS tapes of 20 years of video surveillance. The relevance of that is we don't need that anymore in the digital world. And in the digital world, we need to start being intelligent about what we really do need to capture. So the concept for me that is intriguing right now is this concept, and I've been talking about it on my blog, and I've been talking about it on Cloud Tweaks, and I've been talking about it here, is that of the growing need for an IoT broker. What one looks like, how one looks. I started laying out a design on Cloud Tweaks today. I probably will move towards a broader, more instantiated design on my blog in the next few weeks. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you so much for listening.